in recent months, there's been a big controversy. You know, this was over at the FDA, not the CDC, if mm-hmm. I understand it correctly, about Plan B mm-hmm. and an advisory committee that said it ought to be recommended, and a lot of pressure that was raised against it on the same grounds that are being raised now against HPV vaccine, namely that anything that facilitates the reproductive health of women is likely to make them more sexually active, and that's a bad thing. Is there any possibility, or have there been any hints that a similar campaign or set of arguments is likely to derail what you've outlined as a pretty much straightforward process by which the HPV vaccine is going to become available for young girls
over at the CDC? ACIP meeting, I mean, we had public comment,
right?
And there's been a lot of opportunity for the public to comment,
right?
And by and large, I would say the great majority of people that we have talked with welcome the opportunity to protect women's health through this vaccine. There has not been a tremendous amount of controversy about the vaccine.
Okay.
I think many people recognize that it is a vaccine that can save lives and prevent suffering.
So are you saying it's unlikely that a similar wave of public sentiment is likely to derail the process over at CDC?
We haven't seen a wave of public sentiment as you're describing.
Okay.